Hi, this is your weekly travel technology update with your hosts, Stephen Joyce from Travel and Tourism Technology Trends, and me, Philip Keynes from Tourism Tide. The weekly travel technology update is brought to you by Resgo.com.
Hi, this is Stephen from the Travel and Tourism Technology Trends blog. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. And we're into 2008, so I'm looking at ways that you can kickstart your marketing and technology initiatives for the new year. Covered a few things last week. One of the items that I covered was the discussion around carbon offsets. I discussed that prior to Christmas and got a lot of feedback from people on the topic, are carbon offsets the new snake oil? I got a lot of feedback, a lot of arguments for both sides. And one of the things that I wanted to do was just clarify some of the things that you can do moving forward in the new year if you're planning on selling carbon offsets on your website in order to be a little greener. One of the things that you can do to make sure that you're doing it right is make sure that your company is green. Focus on internal things, such as improving your energy usage, reducing your carbon emissions by using hybrid cars or those sorts of things. The next thing to do is to think globally and act locally. Look at organizations that are in your community that you can support or sponsor if you're looking at ways to improve your environmental impact. And thirdly, think of long-term solutions versus short-term solutions. So look at things that will have a long-term effect. Partner with organizations that have been around for a while. For example, the World Wildlife Fund or the National Geographic Society or organizations like this that have well-established brands that do a lot of good work and really need your help. So that's that on the green front. The next item I want to cover is this month is the Enter Conference for IFIT, which is the International Federation for IT Travel and Tourism. It's going to be held in Innsbruck, Austria from January 23rd to January 25th. It's going to be an exciting travel technology conference focus. The theme this year is e-tourism, the view from the future. And they have two big keynote speakers, Jeffrey Littman from the UNWTO and Eric Basha, both of whom I had an opportunity to meet at the Canada eConnect conference here in Vancouver. So looking forward to that. If you're not already a member of IFIT or you want to find out more information about IFIT, I highly recommend that you check out their website at www.ifit, that's IFITT.org. Membership is fairly reasonable, and you get access to some really excellent academic research. The last thing I want to cover is things that you can do for this year as far as your marketing initiatives. If you haven't already done so and you're working on your budget for this year, make sure you include in your budget a line item for your website. Make sure that it's up to date. Make sure it's presentable, especially if you're a Canadian tour operator with the Olympics coming in 2010. You want to make sure that your website is up to date now, because people, travelers that are coming to Canada, are going to be booking their travel in the coming year and in 2009. And if you're not up to date, if you're expecting to do stuff in 2009, you're probably going to miss the boat. So make sure you do it now, plan for it now, get it done within the next 12 months so that you can take advantage of the sales cycle, the 12-month sales cycle for 2009, get those bookings in before the Olympics happen. That's it for me. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
So how connected is the tourism industry blogging community? Well, actually, there are a number of communities out there that are helping bloggers stay in touch. If you're looking for ways to connect with fellow bloggers, here are some great links to help you connect. For social networking, look for the T-List Facebook community. You can also go to WIWIH Bloggers Group, or the WIWE Bloggers Group. And for our Spanish-speaking bloggers, you should really check out Turismo 2.0. It's a great Spanish travel industry blogging network. And if you're looking for other blogs out there, there's some great indexing sites. You can look for the Tips from the T-List website or tipsfromthetlist.com. You can go to the Ranked T-List. You can just Google that. And also Travolution has the Recommended. There's also opportunities to meet people face-to-face. the Consumer Electronics Show is basically hosting Bloghost 2008. It's not really for travel, but it's one of the largest and most financed meetups. Really cool people attend this one. Coming in March, ITB Berlin is hosting Focusrite and the Tips from the T-Lists at Blogger Summit, including workshop and meetup group. And also look for more information on Focusrite's 2008 Hollywood Blogger Summit. Staying connected is the best way to grow our community, and new technology is making it easier to stay in touch. Let me know if I've missed anything, or if you have any other recommendations. Kevin May recently had some predictions on his blog regarding the travel industry. He states that the travel industry has finally accepted its fate, that it needs to embrace as many distribution channels as possible to reach the modern consumer. This shift in thinking will be put into practice by many travel companies in 2008, with equal emphasis given to offline and online interaction. So you can picture having sales solutions that integrate live reservations and inventory of suppliers' online and offline sales solutions. I'll be following these trends in future updates. I had an opportunity to sit down to dinner with Jeff Pecor, Tom Romney, Dave Sanford of the Yapta team out of Seattle. They've got a great site. If you're not familiar with Yapta, they allow you to track the pricing of a flight before you book. And if you book directly through an airline, you have the possibility of getting refunds and credits after you buy your tickets. So basically, if the price drops below what you paid, Yapta will help you get a voucher or refund from the airline. Now, this is a revolutionary process that's standardizing ticket pricing and really helping consumers out. If you haven't done it already, go to yapta.com and sign up for a free account. This has been Phil Keynes, and that's it for this week. You can see more updates on my blog at tourismtide.blogspot.com.